Cathedral. Cathedral is one of the Macau World Heritage Sites, which constitute the historic center of Macau. It was first built before 1576 and was originally a wooden structure that could hardly withstand damage by storms over the years. In 1622, the cathedral was rebuilt with the use of taipa, a kind of compound material made of soil and straw. At that time, the church entrance faced the east and its altar faced the west. In 1836, the cathedral was damaged by a typhoon, and its services were transferred to St. Dominic's Church until reconstruction was completed in 1850. The cathedral reconstruction was supported by donations from the Catholic community in Macau. On the other hand, its architecture was designed by a local Macanese architect named Tomas Daquin, and its basic scale and appearance remains until today. The inauguration ceremony was held by the Bishop of Macau, named Jerónimo José da Mata, on 14th February 1850. A new main facade of cathedral facing northwest was rebuilt. The cathedral and the office of bishop together embraced the front area, which turned into a square. In 1874, a strong typhoon came and severely damaged the church. After several times of repairs, the cathedral was rebuilt again. This time, concrete and steel structure was adopted. Aside from serving as the principal church of the diocese in Macau, when every Macau governor took up his post, they put the truncheon beside the statue of Virgin Mary in the cathedral, a ceremony which symbolized the holiness of the governor's power. The cathedral is characterized by its artistic colorful glass windows and the twin belfries on the left and right side of the facade. Many major Catholic events and ceremonies are chosen to take place in cathedrals still today. There is a solemn parade of Good Friday and special masses on Easter Sunday. It is also the major location for the procession of the Passion of our Lord Jesus every year. Because it serves as the principal church of the diocese in Macau, the cathedral was also named the Big Temple by local Chinese who recognized churches as temples in the past. In the old days, there were no skyscrapers blocking the sea view from the cathedral, as it was located on hilltop near the seashore before more land was reclaimed in Macau. From the cathedral, people could see the ships sailing out or back from the sea. Because of that, women often gathered at the cathedral watching and waiting for their husbands to return from the sea after voyage. Therefore, the cathedral was given another name called Waiting Temple among local Chinese in the past. The church appears holy and solemn and is decorated beautifully inside. Many Catholic relics and remains were once stored in the cathedral. The main facade of the cathedral has a symmetric and classical composition. The clock on the church facade was made in England in honor of the monarch of Portugal, Pedro V, who ascended the throne at the time. There are a prayer room and a transept on both sides of the church. Among them, the most ancient transept was built with wooden vault and the statue of Virgin Mary was enshrined. The altar is spacious and displays a simple design. The colorful glass windows serve as the background of the altar. The relics of Catholic bishops and saints of 16th and 17th century buried under the altar have brought infinite glory to the church. The interior decoration is basically formed by the details and molds of classical architecture rebuilt in 1937. The decoration is simple and neoclassical. The Portuguese-style wooden screen at the church entrance, the statues inside the church, and the colorful glass windows are all of high historical values. The interior of the church is mainly painted in light green color. Visitors can feel the air of cathedral from the spacious nave, prayer rooms, and altar.